1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. This is our consumer awareness portion of the program, and we have a lady who has been to a restaurant in, this restaurant is in Beverly Hills, Ted's of Beverly Hills. We happen to know the owner of that restaurant. This woman, who we're going to have on the line, Clara Bingham, is from Bel Air. She went to this restaurant and basically was involved in an altercation with the owner. And we're going to get Clara on. We're going to have Ted on and talk about the kind of service that people get in this day and age in restaurants or anywhere, especially when we're on the verge of a recession. Is this Miss Bingham?
Yes.
Ma'am, did you say you got into an altercation?
No, it was not an altercation. It was a confrontation in a manner that I thought was wrong.
Okay, what happened?
I went to the restaurant.
This is Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
And that's in Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had sat down, I had taken my mother there to get a dinner, and I got up to go to the salad bar, and I had a nice salad, and I went on back to get another salad. So
you were returning to the salad bar for another one?
Yes. And a gentleman who identified himself as the owner of the restaurant, Mr. Bell.
Ted Bell.
Yes. He asked me why I was making a second trip, and I said because it was very good, and I wanted more, and he made a comment that I should slow down because I looked, and I'm quoting now, I looked to be heavy, and he said I might eat myself into a heart attack.
He said that you looked heavy and that you might eat yourself into a heart attack.
Yes, he did, and I was very offended. I told him that I did not like that kind of comment, that I believe this was an all-you-could-eat salad bar, and he said, yes, it is, to a point, but with your body type, you must have high blood pressure, and he was doing everything in his power to keep us from eating, taking a second there. Now, he has a policy where you can eat peanuts and throw the shells on the floor. And he said that was maximum 5 peanuts. And I found his manner to be very offensive.
Okay, Mr. Bell is on the phone with us from Beverly Hills. Ted, are you there?
I am, Phil.
This lady's story true?
No, I talked to Miss Leonard when she came in with her mother. And I said to her that she looked like she might be taking advantage of the situation. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I wanted to get us that.
Oh, hold on for a minute. How do you mean taking advantage of the situation?
Well, it is an all-you-can-eat salad bar, and of course, at Ted's of Beverly Hills, it's all-you-can-eat salad. We've got ranch dressing, blue cheese, got a wonderful vinaigrette, and it is an all-you-can-eat salad bar, but I find it curious, and it kind of gets under my skin a little bit when people are going back over and over and over.
Well, if you identify it as an all-you-can-eat, okay.
Look, I said just because I have an all-you-can-eat sign on the salad doesn't mean that you're allowed to financially molest me.
Yes, I heard that, and I was offended by that.
To
financially molest, and I really believe it. People, I have a restaurant, Phil, and you know I've had a restaurant for 30 years. And I think that anybody who takes advantage of an all-you-can-eat salad bar, there is no difference between that and
All right, we have lost we have lost our line to Beverly Hills, so I don't know what happened there. Okay, if you can get him back, and we've also lost Bel Air. We're talking with Clara Bingham and Ted Bell. Ms. Bingham went into Ted's restaurant. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Went into Ted's restaurant. She ate at the salad bar. And he's back. Ted, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil. I'm sorry.
Okay. What happened there anyway?
I have no idea. My cell phone just went out.
Okay. So, continue.
So, to continue with the story, I offer a terrific deal. I give you a steak dinner at our place for $15.95, baked potatoes extra, but that's because we put tin foil around it. Around ours, and we ask that you be on time for your reservations. We do take reservations. One of the things I hate are people who call up for reservations and then don't show up. That bothers me. And I just tell people that we do have an all-you-can-eat salad bar, but you can't. I mean, I really feel, Phil, it's like putting your hand in my pants and feeling around. You know,
I know you've used this word financially molest.
That is absolutely right.
Well, what's the point of having a sign on a salad bar that says all you can eat and not letting people eat?
Well, because ask any restaurant owner, the idea behind an all-you-can-eat salad bar is to have, okay, you can have some salad, but order an entree. You're going to come in here and cop a cheap feel on me, you can go someplace else. And that's all I'm trying to say. Look, we've got a lot of policies.
I know you have a lot of policies. Ms. Leonard's call was one, but you have this policy about people calling up for a reservation and then not showing up.
I can't. I look, at a lot of restaurants allow that.
Well, what are you doing? You're calling them back?
We call back.
The complaint was that if somebody doesn't show up for their reservation, you take the phone number, right?
Yes, we do.
And that is not unlike a lot of restaurants.
That's correct.
But when somebody doesn't show up for their reservation at your restaurant, you call up. And then you hang up if somebody answers.
That's right.
What's the point of that?
Look, I'm Ted Bell. I have Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
And yeah, but what's the point of that?
Phil, I do not allow myself to be taken advantage of. When you call up and make a reservation and then you don't show up, you might as well have your hand in my pants and you're groping around. I won't allow that to happen. And I have said that before. I'm Ted Bell.
But a lot of restaurants take reservations from people who don't show up, okay?
There's a lot of restaurants out there. Nobody owns Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse is unique. And I do have that feeling that ours is so unique that I'm Ted Bell. Don't you understand? Nobody else has Ted's of Beverly Hills. I walk into places, I say, I'm Ted Bell. Let me tell you something. I could go to the post office. They see my car coming because it says Ted Bell on the license plate. The guy already has the Marilyn Monroe stamps out for me. That's what I'm talking about. That's the power that I have.
All right, but if you're Ted Bell and you have that power, it doesn't mean you get to take advantage of people.
I don't take advantage of people. The restaurant business, Phil, is a very competitive business. And I'm not going to let the customer figuratively put his hand in my pants and feel around because that, you know, this was to sit. I'll tell you one thing that they do is they sit while they're having coffee.
Well, there was a lady who had called the show last week and said her and her husband were sitting having coffee after a meal.
For a half of an hour?
After a meal, and you walked over and you said, let's get moving. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
So I can sit and have a cup of coffee with my wife after a meal, and you're going to come over and...
I'm not necessarily going to say, let's get moving. I stand there.
Yeah, but it's disquieting for people to have you standing there looking at your watch, tapping your foot.
Well, Phil, I'm Ted Bell. And the restaurant business, I mean, you know, I walk over and stand there and I look at them and I check my watch and hopefully that'll get them moving. If it doesn't get them moving, then I say, let's get it going, okay? That's when I say, let's move it.
Well, there were complaints about the food.
Complaints about the food I don't like.
I know, because you told somebody to leave your restaurant, right?
Yes, I did.
So, Ted, what we have here are a lot of complaints from people having to do with, A, you won't let them go back for seconds at your salad bar because you're saying that they're financially molesting you. B, you don't let them sit and have coffee for too long after they have dinner or else you'll walk over there and stand there and tap your foot. C, you won't let them call up for a reservation and not show up for it. Otherwise, you'll call their house and hang up. I mean, isn't that torturous business practice?
No, it is not. We have lamps over all of our tables. If a customer takes too long, I walk over and I turn out the light. What's wrong with that?
You walk over and turn the light out on somebody's table.
That's correct.
Now, what about this lady that was followed home?
That is our standard policy for people that don't tip.
A young single woman had a drink in your bar, gets in her car and leaves, and she's followed home by one of your restaurant employees.
Look, Phil, if you're saying that we're scared... He had a sign on the side of his car that said, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Why is he following her home?
Because she didn't leave a tip. And I think that is something that is offensive to the people who are our food servers and who are the people who wait our tables.
Okay, well, you're doing a lot of things in your restaurant that other restaurants don't do. That's why we've had the complaint.
I'm Ted Bell.
I understand that.
I'm Ted Bell. I can do these things because we make a darn good steak, a porterhouse or T-bone. $15.95 gets you all the fixings, baked potatoes extra, but we wrap ours in tin foil. And I can tell you, Phil, we do that with all of ours, all right? All that we ask is that you be on time for your reservations. That's all we ask.
Well, and if they're not on time for the reservation, they get a call. There's a few people who have called with these complaints about the kind of service they get at your restaurant, and these are constant calls.
I'm Ted Bell, okay? And it,
well, what does that mean, you're Ted Bell?
I can't be worried about every single solitary complaint. I'm Ted Bell. Okay?
And it, hold on, Ted. 1-800-449-8686. That's our phone number here. You hear these complaints that people have had. He followed a lady home from the restaurant when she wouldn't tip. He tells people to get out if they make any complaint about the food. He stands over their table and checks his watch and taps his foot if people linger over coffee. And if they call up with a reservation and then not show up for the reservation, he calls their house and then hangs up three or four times. Now, this is at a restaurant that offers a steak dinner for $15.95, and you pay extra for the baked potato because, in his words, we put tin foil around ours. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Oh, yeah, and the all-you-can-eat salad bar. When it says all-you-can-eat, doesn't that mean all-you-can-eat? But he stands there at the salad bar, and if people come back for seconds, he makes comments about how fat they are. To me, that spells one thing, no customers. But as you can hear, Ted feels that he can do it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
In the restaurant?
You have a right to do that. You don't have a right to stand near the salad bar and tell people, hey, you're looking a little fat there. Is it an all-you-can-eat salad bar, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Then why would you harass that lady when she went back for seconds?
Okay, so in other words, all-you-can-eat salad bar means they get to financially molest me. And
you keep using... Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. You keep using this financially molest you.
You ever heard of too much of a good thing?
Yes, of course I have.
All right. Why do they get to go back over and over and over? You know the little cherry tomatoes?
Yeah.
Okay, we run low on those. We run low on the cauliflower. And we run low on the sliced up cucumber. What I try to do is I try to get it to last.
Then don't call it an all-you-can-eat salad bar.
It is all-you-can-eat. But it isn't all-you-can-eat at the cost of raping me. In other words, you don't get to bend me over and spread me just because you want to have an extra salad.
God, I can't believe the metaphors you use.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, let me go to Dave on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil?
Yes, Dave, go ahead.
I was going home and I was listening to this bunch of crap that this Bell guy is telling us. I mean, what kind of...
Okay, I'm Ted Bell.
Yes, Ted, I don't care who you are. Ted, I don't care who
you've
you
heard
are.
Of me. You've heard of me.
Yeah, I heard of you tonight, but I don't see how you stay in business.
No, what I'm saying
I really
is,
don't.
I'm Ted Bell.
I don't give a damn who you are.
You don't care who I am.
No, I don't.
All right, I find that very insulting.
Well, because you insult a lot of customers anyway.
Well, wait a minute. It's my restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills. For $15.95, you get a darn good steak, baked potatoes.
I don't care if you charge a dollar for it.
Well,
you're in business, all you can eat salad bar, you have to let customers go in and eat. That's part of
You know what
business.
I would say to you, Dave? Don't dog me until you've had my meat in your mouth, okay? You come on out. I'm telling you, you come into Ted's of Beverly Hills, I'm going to get you a free steak dinner on me. You'll get a Ted, which is Meyer's rum and Coke.
Over my dead body.
Oh, really? So you would return down coming to my restaurant. Why? Because I happen to say that I happen to want people to show up for their reservations?
Ted, your food might be very good, but your attitude and your service sucks.
Standing over a table while a husband and wife linger over their coffee.
I gotta move the people out.
Ted, you come to my business, I kick you out.
What's your business?
You don't have to know, but you come over there.
What line of work are you in? What line of work are you in?
I'm in men's clothing.
You're getting into men's clothing?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's a change for you, isn't it?
Yes,
all right.
It's a change for me.
Yeah. The women's clothing you were wearing for a while.
Okay.
Well, go get a life.
Thank you, sir.
I thought I'd rip off a line on him.
Yeah, that's real funny. Here is Robin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Robin, hello.
Oh, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Robin. I was just wondering, does he have the right to refuse service to anyone?
Yes, we do, ma'am. That is the right that every restaurateur and innkeeper in this country does reserve.
Okay, because it sounds like you're...
I'm Ted Bell.
I know you keep saying that.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with my restaurant, but the way I do business is very well known.
And being in Bel Air, is this how people start to act after being in business for 25 years?
No, ma'am, I'm in Beverly Hills.
Did you start out like this, or Beverly Hills?
I'm in Beverly Hills.
Did you start out like this, with this attitude?
I've always believed to come in like a bat out of hell. That's what my father taught me. I started business like a bat out of hell.
Okay.
I come at you.
So for 25 years, you've had the all-you-can-eat salad bar, and have you been offending people for 25 years, or has this just started lately?
Good question.
Offending people. You keep
the lady's asking a very good question.
Sir, I'm just asking. I'm not being rude. I'm just saying.
Look, what's wrong with me standing at my salad bar, okay? And it's all you can eat. Have a ball. Come on. Have all you can eat.
Don't treat you like that.
You get to come back and just take money out of my pocket. Is that it?
No. If you advertise all you can eat, Sizzler's all you can eat, right?
Well, can I ask you a question? And I don't mean to offend you. Are you heavy set?
No, I'm not.
All right, so you're not husky?
No.
All right. Some of these women who are husky, okay, so I say to them, do you really want that extra salad? I mean, there's going to be a lot on your plate.
Right. But
see what I'm saying?
If they have an eating,
why not let her have the salad instead?
That's why they come there. So why don't you change it to just one trip so that chubby people
No, it's all you can eat.
Much.
All you can eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills,
know,
all you can eat salad bar
overweight?
For 25 years.
Unless you're overweight.
No.
If they're skinny people, sometimes they eat a lot, too.
The better thing to do would be to deny them the baked potato.
The tinfoil-wrapped baked potato is a Ted's of Beverly Hills steakhouse signature. It has been for 25 to 30 years. We invented putting tinfoil around baked potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Huh?
Well, congratulations. But I want to go back.
What, are you dogging me?
No, I say congratulations. Maybe it makes the potato taste much tastier.
Have you ever tried it? It's fantastic.
Everybody puts tinfoil around their baked potato.
Bull crap.
I do.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah?
Will you go back to the question?
If my salad bar is not all you can eat, I'll look cheap.
Okay.
And Ted Bell can't look cheap.
But
okay?
You're acting cheap.
Oh, I said, look, and it was a black lady and her mother. And I said, you want
to... Oh!
What?
A black lady and her mother.
Do you want Cochran to come after you?
Yeah, are you there, Clara?
Yes, that is exactly what he tried to do. He said to me, why would you want to eat that iceberg lettuce and y'all can go back for collard greens or some steamed spinach, too?
And how about that?
Why do you want to eat Johnny Cochran?
I will not call Johnny Cochran because I think O.J. is guilty, so I don't like that man at all.
Well,
but I will call a man.
It sounds like you have a lawsuit to me.
Well, I will tell you this.
Ma'am, all I said to you was, did you enjoy soul food? I made a crack. I'm sorry.
That's going to get you in some serious stuff. Why eat iceberg lettuce when you can have yourself some collard greens? Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Look at Phil. Guys like you are always looking for a lawsuit.
And Mr. Henry, I'm not looking for a lawsuit. What I'm trying to do is just go to All You Can Eat Salad Bar. I love to have all you can eat. I like the garbanzo beans.
You had it piled high with garbanzo beans and chili beans. And all the red onions, there was no red onions left. Come on! Look, I'm Ted Bell. Nobody tells me how to run my business.
I'm not trying to tell you how to run your business. Here is Gene on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Gene, go ahead.
Yes. I have a comment about this Ted Bell.
Hey, Gene, how are you? I'm Ted Bell.
I'm fine. I hate to tell you, but I think you're a jerk because everybody wraps their baked potatoes in foil.
I was the one that started it, Gene.
Well, everybody does, so why should you charge extra? They don't.
Ted Bell's tinfoil wrapped baked potato is a signature at the Ted Bell's Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse for 25 years.
So, and also,
do you wrap
about
your baked potato in tinfoil?
All you can eat salad bar is an all you can eat salad bar.
It is and it isn't.
What do you mean it is and it isn't?
That's right. It is, far as I'm concerned.
If you're a restaurant owner, it makes you cry. I can tell you, Gene, I don't know if you're in business, but I would sit there and weep. Looking at people going repeatedly back to the salad bar and taking salad, even though I said they could. It just hurts me.
Then why do you make it all-you-can-eat?
I was going to say, then you shouldn't advertise an all-you-can-eat salad bar.
Oh, but it is the all-you-can-eat Ted's Beverly Hills salad bar. People love it.
But you're in pain.
I am in some pain, yeah. It's emotional pain that I'm in, Gene, when I see them taking my salad.
Well, that's what they're there for.
Well, why do they have to do it in front of me?
You won't.
Then don't watch them.
All right, hold on, Gene, for a second.
Okay.
Gene, hold 1-800-449-8686. I'm in pain. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And for the Best of the Phil Henry Show, number one rated Phil Henry Show CD, Best of the Year 2000, call 877-616-7445. $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling. And we've made around $88,000 plus. Ask for our picture disc. We have a beautiful picture disc, and it all goes to benefit my friend's place. All right, Gene, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, dear. And Ted?
Well, I wanted to explain that if I call it an all-you-can-eat salad bar, I can charge $7.95. If it's a one-trip-only salad bar, I can only charge $3.95. Okay?
All right, well, the complaint is at your restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills, when people come back for seconds, you're standing there making comments on how fat they are.
Because I don't want them taking my salad, that's all.
Well, I mean, see, that now that's not fair to me, because I think that if you advertise it, you should let them have it. And
I let them have it. Why can't I make a comment about the width of someone's rear end?
It's not your business.
It's not my business.
They're there to buy your food.
Can I ask you, do you like steak?
I love it.
You love to have a good steak? You come out into Ted's of Beverly Hills, Gene, I'll give you a steak. The baked potato's extra, but we do wrap it in tinfoil, okay?
Yes. I understand that.
All right, so the tinfoil wrapped baked potato is going to be extra, but I'll give you a Ted on the house.
What's a Ted?
That's rum and Coke. Okay?
Well, that's something I don't drink is mixed drink, so you got a problem there.
Well, no, after you have a Ted, you'll have a problem. No, I'm kidding. It's really delicious, and I hope you stop in. You don't drink, huh?
No, I don't.
What do you drink?
I drink water most of the time.
Water?
Yes, I do.
Jesus. Well, I'll tell you what. You come into Ted's of Beverly Hills. The restaurant business is very competitive, Gene, and it's the kind of thing where you don't let people rape you. And I don't like, I don't know about anybody else, I don't, Gene, and I'm sure you'd agree with this, I don't like rape.
Well, I agree with you on that.
Do you enjoy rape?
But then don't advertise it.
Why would you ask her that?
I just want to know.
Well,
you don't think rape's good, do you?
I don't think I have to answer that.
Well, you don't, okay, so the answer is no, you don't think rape is good.
And okay.
I have to have people taking my food from my salad bar?
Because that's what it's there for.
It's rape.
No, it is not.
How much do you throw out every day?
That's not the point. I just don't like seeing it taken from
me. Okay.
All right.
I'd rather have people eat it than throw it
out. Yeah, look, don't have an all-you-can-eat salad bar if you're going through emotional angst watching people eat your salad. Thank you, Gene, for your call.
So.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Michael, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I had just been listening to this last caller, and I'm absolutely astounded at what I'm hearing. But
Well, I'm Ted Bell.
Hello, Ted Bell.
Yeah, all right.
I had a comment as it related to...
Do you know who I am?
I vaguely know who you are.
Thank you.
Okay, if that works. My problem with... primary problem and reason for my call was... When you were sending people, as you said, sending people after folks that didn't pay a tip.
Yeah, we follow them home.
And Jesus.
That's what really got me to make this call.
Especially a single woman is who you followed home.
Look, she didn't tip. You don't do that.
Well,
you don't
let
do
me
it to Ted
you.
Bell. Well, somebody else may do it.
Well, Ted, let me say this.
No one stiffs Ted Bell.
Ted Bell.
A tip
is for service. It's not to subsidize your business.
No, but our service is fantastic.
Wait a minute, Ted. You're not the judge of that because it's not your money that's going out.
If
I'm in there and I spend $15, $16, $20, $30, $40, the tip is my discretion, not yours.
Wait a minute. First of all, you don't come into my place and spend anything less than $100 for dinner for two. That's because people enjoy it so much. So that's 20%. That's $20. Ted Bell.
That's smoke and mirrors. The point is, whatever it is, the tip is my discretion, not yours. And
well,
No. Hold on, Ted. Why should I subsidize your employees? If your food and your service is so good, then why don't you add an extra $2 or $3 to the price and pay your people a reasonable wage?
Because we have great... First of all, we're the home of the tinfoil-wrapped baked potato.
Yeah, well, that's...
So everyone knows that.
Well, that's not a big deal in the scheme of things, okay?
I beg your pardon?
That's not a big deal because, as the woman said previously, you know, everybody, or not everybody, but a great many people around this country do that.
Do
now,
what?
You know, I happen to live in Palm Beach, but I also have a house in Woodland Hills.
Yes, sir.
So I'm pretty familiar with that. You know,
all right.
I'm
familiar with what? The baked potato wrapped in tin foil was my invention.
Well, that's very nice, but that doesn't have anything to do with the price of eggs.
And
it has
the fact
nothing
that,
to do with what we're talking about. How long are you going to ride
that
horse?
But that's why people come to my restaurant, because they get the tinfoil wrapped baked potato and the Ted, which is rum and Coke. And
people have been drinking rum and Coke for a long time.
Oh, we got to go down this road again. I told you I invented it.
I think that's very nice.
Okay, that's why they come to my restaurant. So why shouldn't we take 25% for a tip?
Jesus, is that a lot, man? 25%.
Ted, what?
I mean, you
got
to tip 20% if the service is really good.
Yeah, Ted.
I'm Ted Bell. Don't you guys get it?
Ted, who cares who you are?
Because that's why I can get 25% of the tip. I'm Ted Bell.
Ted, I'm going to tell you something. You know,
if you knew who I was, you'd say, of course he should get 25% for a tip. He's Ted Bell. But you don't know who I am.
You know, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yes, it does, because
you tell me
my tinfoil wrapped baked potato is nothing.
You
tell me my rum and...
You got to stop believing your own press releases.
I'm just telling you, I'm Ted Bell.
Big deal.
Big deal? Where else can... At Christmas time, we hang baked potatoes for a Christmas tree. The kids come in, get all they can eat. We've got the all-you-can-eat salad bar.
Yeah, that's fine. No, you don't have that, Ted. You don't.
I don't?
No, you don't, because you're kicking people. All right, listen, Michael, thank you for your call. I'm going to move along here. You don't have an all-you-can-eat salad bar.
I'm Ted Bell.
That means you can stand there and bug people? Nicole, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Nicole, and I have two restaurants, me and my husband. If we ever treated people like this, we would have lawsuits on our hands.
Yeah, but I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, but I'm Nicole, and we've had a restaurant for 20...
What's your last name?
Clark.
Never heard of you.
No, you wouldn't, because I live in Massachusetts.
Okay, well, I'm Ted Bell.
And your restaurant wouldn't survive here at all.
Oh.
In New England.
Now, let me tell you something. We wrap our baked potatoes in tinfoil.
We got all of that, okay?
Yeah, but I know Ruth Chris wraps her baked potatoes in tinfoil.
I was the first.
And they've been doing it for how long?
I was the first.
You were?
Yeah, but if everybody...
Yes, I was.
If everybody's doing it, what difference does it make?
Well, I'm looking into that's a patent infringement.
You would definitely have a lawsuit on your hands.
I got a lawsuit. Look, you got a restaurant, and you let people linger at the table for 30 minutes over coffee?
Yeah, and you know, one of them has an open salad bar.
You got all you can eat? All you can eat?
Yeah.
And you don't stand there and bug people if they're eating
too
much.
No, I have better things to do with my restaurant than stand there and watch how many cucumbers somebody takes.
Well, let me ask you something, okay? What do you take for tips?
20-25%. We get 30% sometimes at our fancier restaurant.
We do 35%. You want to know why?
I thought you said 25.
Well, I just, if I remember correctly, I think it's 35 now.
No, you said 25.
No, I said 35.
Yeah, you said 25.
No, you didn't. You said 25.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
The reason why I can get 35% is I'm Ted Bell.
And, you know, my cousins live out in California. I've never heard of you before. I've been out there a lot.
Excuse me, you're where? In Massachusetts?
They live in Bel Air.
I'm Ted Bell. Call your cousin up. They know who I am.
We've been there plenty of times.
You've been to Ted's?
No, because I've never heard of you.
You ever had a rum and Coke?
Yeah, we've had plenty of
them. Okay, you've had a Ted.
No.
Yes.
Why, you have a patent on it?
Yes, I do. There are some copyright lawsuits.
What number is that patent?
25. Let me find it here.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Are you full of crap?
Can you look this up for me?
I'm going to tell you something right now, ma'am, and I'm being very serious. The next time you have a rum and Coke, you better give me a call.
And ask them if you're getting residuals on it?
No, just ask me if it's all right.
Oh, really?
To have one.
I think you're a little crazy.
I think
like,
you're
crazy.
Wacky.
I'm crazy?
I think you're crazy.
You drink a rum and Coke, you need my permission.
And baked potatoes with aluminum foil?
Yes, ma'am. Patent number. Okay, I got the patent number here if you want it. 1516.8410. All right.
That's the patent on tinfoil wrapped baked potatoes. Is that it?
Yes.
I think you've been drinking a little too many rum and Coke.
Okay, I'm Ted Bell, and the two of you are laughing at me now.
Look, Ted, I got news for you. When I get home tonight, although I don't ordinarily drink on a work night, I'm going to have a rum and Coke, and I ain't going to call for your permission.
Okay, okay. Go ahead and laugh. The two of you are now sued.
Okay, sue me.
And he's infringing on your
patent
law.
It's a patent violation. You're in violation of federal patent laws.
Me and my father were just coming home from a restaurant tonight, and we were listening to you. We laughed at you the whole way home.
You laughed at me, huh? You come on out to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm in Beverly Hills. You know where that is, don't you?
Yeah, but Beverly Hills doesn't have dinners for $15.95.
The poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed, and then one day he was whacking at his...
Okay.
That's where you came from?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
By the way, it's 90210 proper, baby.
Okay. All right, we're done with Ted. You know what? Cancel. Are we going over there tonight? I don't even want to go in there. Not after that. I don't even want to see that guy. Tell Ted that we're canceling the reservation tonight, and he can call my house and hang up. You're hungry? We're going to have to go somewhere else. 1-800, let's go to that Bob Green's restaurant out there in Pasadena, the place where they use the leftovers. I love it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show. And I just found out about something this week. I found out about a little thing. This happens in some high schools and some schools where you can do this sort of thing. And I really think it happens. You'll be interested to know that this happens in some of the wealthier schools around the country. I know it happens here in California. And they take a week off, not for Christmas, because they've already had their week off for Christmas. They have a week off for skiing. It's called Ski Week. You had it? What school did you go to?
Private school.
You went to a private school. Craig did. High school in California?
Junior high.
Junior high? Junior high. You got Ski Week. We ought to just, not that we do that kind of thing on the Phil Henry Show, because we don't do call-outs where you call, you know, like
Martin Luther King Elementary School.
Yeah, do you have Ski Week?
No, sir, we do not.
That's how that call would go. I mean, I can do it. You know, these guys are going, get me the number of an elementary school in Watts, and then we'll call up.
Ring. Martin Luther King Elementary School.
Do you guys have Ski Week?
No, sir, we do not.
Ha, 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 ha. I knew you didn't. Anyway, get a load of that. I never heard of such a thing in my life. Now, I didn't grow up skiing. My wife grew up snow skiing. She grew up skiing Mammoth and all of the attendant places where one goes to ski around here. Snow Summit, I don't know, whatever else. I didn't ski. I grew up, we were an ocean family. You know, we went out and laid on the beach and drank beer. That's what my family did ever since I was small. We'd go out and we'd lay on the beach and drink beer. Now, Maria, she's a skier. But the rest of the kids, they don't ski. However, they're going to get the week off for skiing, which I find very interesting. And I think it's a phenomenon born only of the smaller, wealthier private schools, because they're so wealthy that they can go skiing. And to go skiing takes a few days. If you have to leave and get in the car and you got to drive, or, oh, my God, I mean, you know, you may have to fly to wherever the hell it is you fly to. And you get out with all your ski crap and you rent your, you know, you go to your lodge and you ski. I'm going to tell our kids, either you ski or you go to school. What do you think of that? No, but I don't ski. It just never held any fascination for me, skiing. It just never did. It must be something about me. I must be gay, you know. But I don't ski. I'd rather sit in the lodge and have a rum drink. Now, what does that make me? I'll tell you what it makes me. A guy who likes to sit around and drink. and gay, okay. But I do not want to ski, and you can't make me, and so there you are. Now, what I'd like to do, I'd like to talk to the school. I'd like to say, how about having bowling week? Because I'd like to take the family to some very nice lanes back in Ohio. And I know Akron and Cincinnati, Cleveland, these are the bowling hotspots, and Western Pennsylvania. I'd like to travel to the greater Akron area where they have that fantastic... Don't they have the Akron Open, which is like the huge bowling deal? How about Bowl Week? Have you thought about that? In other words, what I'm saying is this. Why do the skiers get a week off? Why did the bowlers get a week? How about Golf Week? Well, you can golf anywhere. Bull crap. I need a week to go to Palm Springs, thank you very much. I want to take my family and I want to go out there. I want to go to Orlando and golf that Grand Cypress is what I want to do. I want to go to Palm Springs. I want to do the players' courses. I want to do the La Quinta. I want to do the whole nine yards. And how about a marathon? How about the triathlon week so we could all go to Hawaii for the Ironman, okay? Just sit there. Talk about sitting there and sucking beer and watching some poor pituitary case running down the street there on his bicycle with his big steroid muscles, and he passes out with a freaking congealed heart muscle or something. And meanwhile, I'm on my 14th Corona going, this is great. This is the Ironman here on the Big Island. That's what I want. But ski week. You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll take up skiing just to say that we can take the kids skiing if they're going to live and get them ski week off. Or any other pursuit. I don't know. It's just something to think about. And do you ski, Mike? Did the family ever go skiing? Did you? Melissa, you were born and raised in Kentucky, and they're skiing around there? Where do you go? You go to the Appalachians or something? The Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia? You go when you can. But then there's the question, do you ski well?
Yeah. I believe that anorexic mothers should have a chance of having children, because the likelihood for children being eaten by their mothers is much less than the likelihood of being molested from a sick man like your caller is.
Oh, you think I molest children?
Well, you know, you're just off the beat.
You know, you're not a doctor.
You don't understand. Can you elaborate on the telephone?
Yes.
How they steward child?
I will elaborate if you'll keep your voice down. If you'd like to keep your voice down.
All right, keep your... All right, do you want to hear the man or do you want to talk, lady? Do you want to hear the man or do you want to talk?
I said what I have to say.
Well, lady, I will tell you this much. You don't come from this country. You come from some part of Europe, correct?
No, she hung up. Okay.
No, I'm here.
All right.
And yes, that's right.
I hate to break the news.
We don't eat our children.
Bull crap. You ate your kids in World War II when there wasn't enough to eat. Yeah, you stewed children in Poland.
Your ancestors brought
them. They stewed children in Poland, and if you happen to be Eastern European, which I think you are, they ate kids at a record-breaking clip over there.
You know, you're very well educated about who eats children.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I am. Because I've seen it happen.
Very sick you are.
I've seen it happen. Let me ask you a question. You've been indicting me. How many of your kids have you eaten? Yeah, you don't want to answer that one, do you? Let me tell you something.
Why would I call in to complain if I eat my own?
Because you want to get them off the track. You want to get the cops off your scent.
Oh, you are
yeah.
so demented.
No,
you
I'm not demented.
You need
no, first
a
of all, listen, Miss Poland.
And you know what, to the host,
listen, Miss Poland.
You are
I would like you to say
sir.
This. I would like to say
I'm
to Miss Poland
to
there.
I'm talking to the host.
Well,
right
I'm talking
now.
To you.
And I
okay,
have
and I've seen the way they slaughter hogs in Poland.
Callers,
and if you treat your children the
you
same way
reason?
That you treat those hogs, then you're going to be eating kids. Do the names Hansel and Gretel mean anything to you?
I have to say.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't even want to talk about
seen.
It. Hansel and Gretel. God
make it. Phil Henry.
Okay, I'll do that.
Stop embarrassing yourself, sir. Going out for a pack of cigarettes, my ass.
I'm going back.
I don't even mind eating a little Far East tonight.
Well, you're not going to eat anything from me. What I want to be.